In desperation, I went back to the temple. I must have fucked up something in opening the cage. Maybe I could fix it. But when I went back, a girl was waiting for me, with horns and hands as huge as the rest. Her voice is made of owls, but I heard the true meaning behind them. Thanks for letting me out of my cage. Did you murder all the normal people? The DJs? Hi! We signed a contract and they disobeyed it. I agreed to DJ most of the time, but in exchange, they were to DJ every Friday night so I could take that off and watch my seasonals. They broke this contract, making me play FNF after FNF, so I waited for someone to let me out. But the DJs just laughed at me and made ow noises from outside my cage, and the villagers' hands were too big to open the door. Until you came, Keiichi. How do you know my name? I was following you around for a few days trying to get your attention. Your taste in doujinshi is very bad, Keiichi. But apparently only shrine maidens and DJs can see me, so it's only now that all the other DJs are dead that you noticed. Wait, does that mean I'm a DJ? Why am I a DJ? Isn't it obvious? You're the only one left with hands small enough to use the DJ controller. My throbbing, massive hands are simply too big. Now get in the cage, Keiichi. We have requests to play. Wait, first, how do I stop the hand curse? That's been my main worry today, and this is all secondary to that. That's just hundreds of years of incest. You're fine. Now get in the fucking cage. We have 20 timelines worth of FNF requests to get through, so I have to show you how to do cross-timeline DJing.